Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Is a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
One of the most terrifying headlines I've ever seen. And everybody missed it this weekend. Headline, John Solomon, Just the News, former investigative reporter for The Hill. Headline, House Intel Chairman warns China may be setting up illicit biolabs in the U.S. to seed the next pandemic. It's the House Intel Chairman, Intelligence Committee, saying it may be an effort by Beijing to infect a patient zero for the next pandemic.
Why would you have some illicit lab set up in a B&B, except for maybe you're trying to create some sort of, you know, patient zero scenario that you might infect someone, that you might create another COVID-like scenario?
That's Rick Crawford, House Intelligence Chairman. He said, I have no idea what the operational use for this illicit lab was, except that it's in close proximity to a population center. It's also in close proximity to a military installation of high value. Weird, right?
If you're trying to do this in an illicit way, why would you put this in a B&B? Why would you have such poor handling techniques? Why would you do it in such a slipshod way? If it wasn't almost deliberately to try to maybe attract attention, is that what this is about? Are they trying to send a message to us? And I'm not sure we're receiving the message if they are. And we need to tune in and pay close attention to what's taking place in our country as it applies to foreign actors who are exploiting our free and open society.
It gets worse. The other big story everybody missed over the weekend, Kash Patel, in an interview with John Solomon, was trying to warn Americans that the Biden administration may have buried the truth about the dangerous biolabs on U.S. soil tied to Beijing. And it appears the Biden administration, especially the Biden FBI, for the rest of us, lied to Congress in the intelligence they distributed to them about the biolab to cover up the Chinese Communist Party involvement. Wow.
And this is something that we're continuing to uncover, because if you recall, a similar incident in Reedley, California from a few years ago was evidently buried by the prior administration. And they said it had no connection to the CCP. When we discovered that, we took swift action to course correct the intelligence and figure out why the American public was misled by individuals in this institution, including my predecessor. We're going to get to the bottom of it. We're just awaiting the lab results, and we're going to keep going.
He says the American people were lied to, so was Congress. And he said we're going to fix the intel. So the Biden administration lied to Congress and lied to America to cover up the extent of the Chinese Communist Party involvement in this biolab. And he also says they suspect there are at least another dozen more, if not two dozen. That's terrifying. Meanwhile, we find out more over the weekend from the New York Post. Let me set this up. Illegal immigrant, Chinese, Jibei Zhu, fleeing Canada, where he's wanted for various crimes, comes right over the border and opens up this lab. And this is not a joke, okay? 1,000 vials, including, we know, a particularly deadly form of malaria, and more than 1,000 mice weaponized to be able to carry and deliver these pathogens. Okay, folks, these mice are very expensive. They're built to spread disease without dying first. They are vectors of infection. Keep that in mind as I read you this. FBI raids the place only because they're made to. Remember, the county officials call the CDC, they call the FBI, please somebody come in, and we found this warehouse looks like an illegal biohazard facility. We don't have the hazmat equipment to do it. CDC doesn't even return their phone calls. Congressmen start screaming about it on the Hill. FBI, CDC are forced to do the raid. The CDC refuses to test the vials, won't do it, and destroys them instead. In other words, destroying the evidence. We had this last week on the show. The FBI, after just 2 months, closes down the investigation and never bothers to check his home, which is now being rented out as an Airbnb. This is the most insane story. Beginning of this year, when we have a normal pro-American instead of pro-Chinese administration, president, cleaning lady goes in to clean the place, as is required by Airbnb, and gets very sick. That results in a phone call to the FBI. So this stuff's just out there. The reason it's still in refrigerators in the bottom floor and those fridges are running is because it's now being rented as an Airbnb. Okay. This is where it gets nuts. Kash Patel, now head of the FBI, talking about how the Biden FBI hid a lot of this from Congress or lied about it in the intel.
Once those test results are back, we'll go public with what we found. And we'll also be talking to our partners in Congress to say, hey, this intelligence that you were given and this summary you were given previously was dead wrong. And I'm not going to mix any words about that.
Worse yet, Patel says, there's a program that was dedicated to detecting this kind of stuff in our country. It's called the China Initiative. And it was built to detect national security threats. When the FBI and the CDC were finally forced to encounter and acknowledge what the Chinese were doing on our soil, you know what they did with the China Initiative? They shut it down. Here's Kash Patel on that.
This is just another disastrous example of failing to protect national security by the Biden administration. Who takes down an initiative against our number one adversary, the CCP, when they are not only conducting counter-espionage activities here in the homeland against Americans, but also overseas and importing illegal biopathogens to harm our way of life? That is an intentional, poor decision to the detriment of our national security. President Trump came in and said, we're reversing course. We need the FBI all in against the CCP, and that's what we've done.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
From John Solomon, about 2 months after the raid that they were forced to do at Reedley, and according to local officials, the FBI informed them that it had closed the investigation because the Bureau believed there was no weapons of mass destruction on the property. Of course they did, because they refused to test them. And to avoid finding more, they never raided his home. They just left it. That's the incredible part. They just left it. Maids going in and out. It's an Airbnb. Great vectors there for infecting America. Nobody cares. I guess because they're too busy lying to Congress. Our friends, the Chinese, who gave old Joe $3 million and his family $30 million. Them? No. Silly. It's not them. They're not involved. No, it's just some Chinese illegal. Hey, can we talk about something else? Folks, this was during the period where they dedicated 13% of the staffing of the FBI to what? January 6th. Going after grandmas who took selfies at the Capitol. Meanwhile, the Chinese are running around with deadly biopathogens and they're like, who cares? They're our friends. That line is insane. FBI tells the locals, oh, we shut it down. We can't find any evidence of weapons of mass destruction on the property. Yes, because you destroyed them instead of testing them. Did Russia have a bomb? Well, no, we destroyed it. So they did have a bomb. No, they don't have one. It's gone now. Hey, let's talk about January 6th. Folks, something is up with these Democrats and China. And you know, my question is here. I just had to wonder reading this. Did COVID come from the Wuhan lab? Or did COVID come from a lab here? Did COVID, you know, they try to tell us, oh, it's the wet market, the lab, whatever. Did COVID even come from China? Or did it start here? Did they disperse it here? What are they going to do next? Because oddly, folks, and I meant to get this in the podcast last week, that's not the only investigation into China that the FBI quietly killed. I've been obsessed with the Chinese licenses ever since Customs and Border Patrol, which works in our airports as well, caught a tranche of 19,000 of them sent in from China. Now, these were indistinguishable from the real thing, but they were fakes made to be used with absentee ballots in the swing states. We know that because one of the FBI offices, this is what Kash Patel told us once he took over the FBI. One of the FBI's offices had an agent who got a tip about how this was going to work. That the Chinese were scraping information off TikTok and then using it to make licenses that could be shipped to the United States and were in multiple tranches. The Chicago airport ones, the 19,000, that was just one. That was the only one we caught. And they, in turn, were going to be used for mass absentee ballot fraud in the 2020 election. So the agent who received this tip opened up a case on the FBI system. Not only was the case shut down and never investigated, it was scrubbed from the system. Kash Patel found out about it later. Why do I bring this up in relation to these bio labs? Well, if Democrats in China are working hand in hand on election fraud, maybe Democrats wouldn't be so motivated to clap back at China about these bio labs. But it's weird, whether it's bio labs or election fraud, the FBI sure seems to shut down China espionage, China bioterror operations. John Solomon had an update on that last week at Just the News. I'll put the longer article in the sources section. It's actually fascinating. But take a listen to what John Solomon said is going on in the background with the Trump administration, Tulsi Gabbard, China, and voter fraud last week.
We were told by Chris Wray and other officials after the 2020 election, we had a perfect election. There were no major foreign intrusions or foreign attempted intrusions in the 2020 election. Then we learned from Kash Patel a couple of months ago that China was sending driver's licenses into the United States in 2020 in hopes that they could be used to create fake ballot registrations. That is a second really significant intrusion. Both of those are run contrary to what Chris Wray and other Homeland Security officials gave us as statements during the time. I believe that the President of the United States is soon going to be briefed by Tulsi Gabbard and other intelligence officials, based on my reporting, about additional intrusions, significant large-scale intrusions into various forms of our election system. Now, I'm not talking about getting a machine and flipping the vote, but maybe getting enough of state voter databases that a foreign power could work with people on the ground in the United States to fill out fake registrations for people who are on dirty voter rolls. Those licenses that were sent into Chicago were going to be used to make absentee ballot applications, according to the FBI predicate. By the way, Chris Wray's FBI didn't look at that. They shut it down.
Chris Wray's crooked FBI didn't look at that. They shut it down, just like they did the bioterror investigation. To the point, folks, it really is laughable, again, that they didn't even bother to raid the Chinese illegal immigrants' home. The Kash Patel FBI had to find out that the biohazards were there after the maid got sick. Once they turned it into an Airbnb, folks, this stinks to high heaven, and it's dangerous as hell.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of The Preamble. Listen, I know you're dealing with a lot, and it's even harder to do it when the world around you feels chaotic. But I'm here to help. Each week, my expert guests and I slow things down to talk about the stories shaping our world, what's really happening behind the headlines, why it matters, how it all connects. And if you're ready for real understanding and maybe even a little bit of hope, follow and listen to The Preamble wherever you get your podcasts.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You may have a low temperature, slow cooking smoker, egg or pellet barbecue. They're fine for the weekend when you have the time. But for the hectic weekdays, you need a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, which heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. In a matter of minutes, your family could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner. Juicy steaks, succulent chicken, and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies, anytime you want with the speed and ease of a USA-made Solaire infrared grill. Go to besthotgrill.com/hot to get your free How to Choose the Right Infrared Grill guide to see why Solaire should be your everyday go-to grill. Learn more at besthotgrill.com/hot. Great food fast with Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com/hot.